This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. All right, I've got an important update for you. July 5th, 2020. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. President Trump is going to win the election, and this is going to set off an actual civil war. This has now become apparent to me through many different sources, and I wanted to share with you today exactly how this is going to come about. Number one, I've got intelligence sources, some new sources from a completely new group compared to some of the previous groups that have been intel sources. And this new group was able to inform me that the DOJ is going to take action against big tech, and the DOJ has already taken action against vote fraud, election rigging by Democrats. And in fact, the DOJ is also taking action against the pedophiles and child traffickers. And you may or may not know that child trafficking and the sex trade provides a lot of the funding for the Democrat Party and the Democrat candidates. They are funded by drug running, weapons running, and also child trafficking. So part of the effort of the DOJ to shut down those elements is also attacking the revenue streams of the Democrat Party. A lot of that goes through California with the extremely corrupt Governor Newsom and Nancy Pelosi, who's related to Newsom, by the way. And also don't forget that Oregon Governor Brown is related to Jerry Brown, the former governor of California. It's all one giant crime family, and that crime family is being investigated and shut down piece by piece right now. So Trump is on schedule to win the election. Now, it may involve conflict with China. This is the other element of what has come to me through intelligence sources. You may have heard that the U.S. military has already dispatched the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier and the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier to the South China Sea area. Taiwan is currently being besieged by communist China, which is also making inroads into India, you know, the territorial border dispute between India and the United States that China that the United States has jumped into, with Trump pulling 10,000 U.S. troops from NATO, from that theater, and putting them on the border of India so that China would back off and not attempt to claim more territory with India. But China is in a militaristic expansionist mode. And actually, a lot of similarities between what China is doing today and what Japan was doing in World War II. In a sense, China is acting out of sheer desperation, knowing that China is about to lose the trade war and the global economic war, and as a result is trying to attack its enemies. This is the same thing that Japan did in World War II when there was an oil embargo against Japan that was put in place largely by the United States. Japan had no energy to fuel its economy, and as a result, Japan then initiated aggressive actions against the United States, Pearl Harbor in particular. But at the same time, the U.S. military was ordered to stand down and allow the Pearl Harbor attack to take place, while key U.S. Ships, you know, Navy ships, were moved out of the harbor, leaving behind the far less important ships that were actually bombed. And this then created the justification for the U.S. to enter the war. And remember that until that time, there was a tremendous amount of reluctance across the United States to enter World War II, especially in the European theater. But because of Pearl Harbor, which was allowed to happen, basically the same as 9/11, 9/11 was an attack that was allowed to happen with the full knowledge of the U.S. military, or the top officials, I should say, the president. And because of that in World War II, then we were able to enter the war and justify the war, and the American people were behind the Pentagon and the president and so on. So a similar thing is shaping up right now to get the country behind Trump by, in essence, putting America in a position of being attacked by China in the South China Sea theater, or the Southeast Asia theater. This is being engineered. It's being put together. And don't get me wrong. China is a very big threat to the world. China's communism is perhaps the greatest threat to our world. And China does need to be, well, I should say the Chinese government does need to be completely destroyed, not the Chinese people who are enslaved under communism, but rather the communistic leaders, the empire of China must be destroyed. So in effect, President Trump and the Pentagon are putting together a scenario in which China would attack maybe U.S. ships or maybe Taiwan or maybe India or maybe South Korea or some other ally, maybe Japan, I don't know. And the U.S. would then be able to not only respond aggressively to take out the communist Chinese regime, but also then this would greatly increase the popularity of President Trump, because wartime presidents usually enjoy a very high popularity. And this is all part of the plan to not only defeat communist China, which must be done, but also to make sure that Trump gets a second term, which is also necessary to continue to defeat the deep state, who are anti-American, you know, left-wing fascist zealots and child traffickers and drug runners and everything else, you know. So right now, Ghislaine Maxwell, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, the former cohort of Jeffrey Epstein, she is under U.S. custody. That arrest was put together by Trump's people and the DOJ, and they enticed her to come to the United States, and then they arrested her. And now she has made a deal to name names and talk, and the only thing that the U.S. government has to do is keep this woman alive. Don't let her get Jeffrey Epstein. And now that Trump's people have control of this situation, I'm told, this woman, Maxwell, will be naming names, and this will help eliminate a lot of the deep state traitors who have been top operatives inside the Democrat Party, as well as communist leading operatives who are seeking to overthrow the Trump administration. So all of this is actually intertwined. The other thing that I was told by this intelligence group is that China has successfully hacked all of the intelligence services of Mossad, MI5, the CIA, and other intelligence services in the United States, such as the NSA, and that China has acquired all of the blackmail material that these intelligence services had gathered on various players, you know, politicians, Supreme Court justices, corporate leaders, and so on, blackmail material that was being used by the intelligence services to force individuals to do their bidding. This is why Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, by the way, has been making decisions opposed to Trump and to conservatism, because he was compromised by blackmail material under Barack Obama that's been used against Roberts, even back to the Affordable Care Act under Obama. But now China has acquired all of those files, which means China is able to blackmail all of these power brokers inside the U.S. government, in the Senate, and so on. As a result, and this is the important part, all of the intelligence services of Western cultures, including, you know, the UK, the US, Israel, and others, have now decided to declare total war against China. And they are waging a trade war. They are waging an intelligence war, but also a posturing for kinetic military war against China. They've made the decision that China must be taken down now. And as a result, everywhere that China has had influence, including in big tech, and the universities, is going to be taken down by the DOJ. So the DOJ is, in fact, going to take aggressive action against the tech giants and bring them to their knees, effectively, probably by accusing them of engaging in election rigging, vote rigging, election fraud in the United States through the selective censorship of conservatives and Trump supporters. So what does all this mean to you? Well, I know there's a lot to unpack here, and I'll probably do a whole story on this later. I'm just trying to give you the highlights. Here's what it means. Between now and the election in November, you are going to see, of course, more aggressive attacks on the United States by China, which could include economic attacks and probably cyber attacks against the U.S. power grid. You're also going to see more escalations of left-wing mob attacks, i.e. Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which is being ordered by people like George Soros to go all out, that everything is at stake. This is going to try to disrupt the election. There will be even attempts at economic sabotage in the United States as well, probably by the DNC and the globalists that control things. This is going to fail. The backlash against the violence and the looting and the burning of small businesses and so on, the backlash is already forming, and it will be even stronger by the time Election Day rolls around. The backlash against all of this is going to put Trump into his second term. Trump will achieve victory. Plus, because the election rigging fraud by mail operations of the left will be shut down. After the election, two very important things are going to happen. Number one, and this was a surprise when I was told this, the Democrat National Committee, the DNC, will be disbanded. The Democrat Party will shut down. It will cease to exist. There will no longer be a Democrat Party in America. Now, it's not clear exactly when this will happen, but the failure to defeat Trump will be the final nail in the coffin and the running of Joe Biden, who's a dementia patient, and so on. The Democrats will fracture along the lines of the radical left-wing extremists like Ocasio-Cortez versus the mainstream mainline Democrats like Joe Biden. The result will be that the radical left, like Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib and others, will form their own new radical left-wing party, which will basically be the pro-terrorism party. And that party will never rise to any substantial power in the United States. The second thing that will happen is that the outburst of anger following Trump's victory will result in the radical left attempting a violent communist revolt. And this will be carried out in part by members of the John Brown Gun Club, the Redneck Revolt, which is an armed militant wing of the left, as well as the NFAC, which is a new militant black group called the Not F***ing Around Coalition that took up arms, and they were marching around in Atlanta recently with hundreds of armed black militants apparently ready to open fire on conservatives. This effort, this uprising, will also fail because the police will be on the side of America. The military will be on the side of America. Trump will invoke the Insurrection Act at that point, and many counties will deputize American concealed carry holders and gun owners to take up arms and to literally shoot and kill the terrorists. So in other words, the uprising will fail, the DNC will implode, Trump will take office, and the deep state will be running for cover in ways that you can't even imagine. We will see, according to these intelligence sources, we will see an incredible series of exposing the deep state traitors, arrests of pedophiles, arrests of corrupt Democrat leaders who committed treason, including by weaponizing the lockdowns to try to destroy the U.S. economy in order to harm Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if Governor Newsom is arrested for treason because of his financial fraud dealings with communist China. I wouldn't be surprised if the mayor of Seattle is arrested for dereliction of duty, abandoning the citizens of Seattle in their time of need when Chaz took over six city blocks downtown. Basically, you are going to see Trump and the Pentagon once again seizing control. I mean, really taking control over America, taking control of the streets. There will be no more people tearing down statues. There will be no more riots and violence in the streets. Well, I mean, after they are defeated, I should say. Initially, it's going to be total chaos. Initially, it's going to be cities burning, but the radical left will be defeated. There, according to Pastor Dana Coverstone, there will be UN troops in the streets at some point. I have no doubt that's true. There will be an attempted UN invasion and occupation of America, which is something that Obama put into place. That will definitely happen, but the UN troops will be defeated and will be removed from this country. So the long term, or I should say the medium term outlook here is actually very positive for America. And a lot of enemies of America will be defeated, and Trump will win the election. This is how the intelligence is shaping up right now. Of course, a lot can happen between now and Election Day, so these estimates might change, but that's the way things are looking right now. So stay tuned. I've got a lot of good intelligence sources who are feeding me information now more than ever before. And you can stay tuned in to what I'm sharing with you by listening to my podcast at brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report. And also, of course, my website is naturalnews.com. America will win all of this that you're seeing that's happening right now. America is going to survive and actually be victorious. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Be safe. God bless America.